Hello, I'm Janet Smith, the Children and Education Programme Director for the Edinburgh Book Festival.
I'm Roland Gulliver, and I'm the Associate Director. And today we're going to talk a little bit about some of the kind of more performative elements of the children's programme, some of the events that aren't just about books, but actually bring in theatre and song and the stage. Obviously, one of the headline names is Kerris Matthews, who's talking about her songwriting book and about the joy of song and the importance of song, but there are lots of other people.
Yeah, it's interesting that there is a kind of burgeoning of this side of things, and this year that's reflected in the children's programme in particular. So we have David and Cary Grant, who will be known to many for their voice coaching on various shows on television, and they are doing an event around their new series of books, which is all about introducing the idea of song and rhythm and beat and how music works to young children. So their event will be very interactive, and there'll be lots of opportunities to join in and come along as a family and just have a really good time together. Similarly, Nick Cope, who was in a band called the Candy Skins back, I think, in the early 90s, and he now writes brilliant, lovely, kind of engaging songs for very young children, and he'll be coming along to do two performances of those. And even some of our picture book writers are now going down that route of turning their book into a show all of its own. And Lynn Rickards, who's written the picture book Pink, has three young singers in her event and some brilliant music that they're all going to be performing and singing. And so there's a song for every part of the story. And similarly, Sarah Sheridan, with her picture book I'm Me, she has got a young dancer as part of her event. And so again, that'll be very lively and involving the audience and getting everyone to join in.
It's interesting that particularly in the children's programme, there's lots more performance and self-expression and audience interaction.
I think a lot of it has probably come from people like Julia Donaldson, who is now famous for taking her own picture books and turning them into big shows with lots of performers and lots of props. And because of who Julia is, she can do that on quite a large scale. But it's interesting that some of the other picture book writers in particular are following in a similar way. And also there's quite a few people coming from a performance background and moving into the world of children's books. So Kerry Burnell, who is a CBeebies presenter, is joining us to talk about Snowflake, her picture book. And also we have got the creators of Rastamouse, who'll be known to many from the television, coming along to talk about all the Rastamouse books. And that again will be very interactive.
It celebrates the joy of stories and storytelling. And it's not just about the book. It's about the kind of the fun that's had from stories and song and also exploring different ways of telling stories. And I think one of the interesting events is Peter Arnott and Cathy Ford and their Page to Stage event.
Yeah. And that, I suppose, is for a slightly older audience. And I guess it's that idea of if you read a picture book to quite a young child, they're not necessarily going to sit still and listen to it. They're still going to listen to it, even if they happen to be jumping around and reenacting some of the things that are going on in the story. But as we get older, we kind of lose that spontaneity. And also, you know, if we had a whole adult audience leaping around to what Neil Gaiman was saying on stage, it would be quite an event. But I think Cathy Ford, who writes for young adults, and Peter Arnott, who is a director for theatre, they are going to be talking about how you take a book and you strip it down and adapt it so that something that lives on a page can then become a performance piece. And Cathy Ford's latest, The Drowning Pond, which was being adapted for theatre, has in fact now gone through another adaptation and it's going to be a musical. So she's got quite a story to tell.
That reminds me of also another event in the programme, which is Damien Love, who, you know, it's that kind of about presenting different stories in a different way where he's publishing it in installments.
Yeah. Damien Love and Andrew Jimison, their books are ebooks, but the formats are slightly different. Not only are they electronic, but yes, it kind of goes back to that old Dickens idea of you present a story in installments and you kind of tune in as it's released, and you kind of create a community of readers, each as excited as the other to find out what happens next.
And that's just a selection of some of the thrills and spills and performances that are in the programme. If you want to find out more, please do check out our website.